Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Implanting nursing calves can be a cost-effective means of increasing weaning weight. SDSU Extension Beef Nutrition Field Specialist Madison Kavarna reports this added weight can potentially boost profits by at least $50 per head in today's market.
If we get these calves to gain 4 to 6% better by implanting them during this suckling period, that's an extra 15 to 30 pounds of weaning weight.
But not all nursing calves are suited for implants. Kavarna states research done here in South Dakota finds the age of the calf's mother may affect implant performance due to a higher plane of nutrition from the dam.
Steer calves that were on mature cows achieved greater weaning weights when those implants were given in May versus those cows that are immature, or in this case were less than 4 years of age. Those weaning weights were greater if those calves were implanted in August.
Calves which should not receive implants are heifers and bulls destined for the breeding herd. As Kavarna explains, implant hormones might hinder breeding development. In addition, calves younger than 30 to 45 days of age or those targeted to organic or natural programs should not be implanted. Kavarna encourages cow-calf producers to consider the value of implanting calves, especially as operations vaccinate herds this spring before pasture turnout. She says a $2 implant can potentially return more than 20 times that amount when calves are sold in the fall. To learn more, head to extension.sdstate.edu and search Implanting Nursing Calves.